What's up, everybody? It's Rob. This week, Laura and I break down the top 10 episodes over the past 4 years of the YUE podcast. We want to make sure that our new listeners don't miss out on some of the hits and some of the great insights from our previous episodes. We're about 150 episodes in, so it's a good time to recap all of the great stuff that we spoke about before, as it is definitely still relevant to the market today. Take a listen, let us know which one your favorite one is, and don't forget to share that episode and all of our episodes with your friends and colleagues in the industry. We grow when you share our episodes. We appreciate you guys so much. Thanks. Laura Jones, in January of 2024, we declared the year that this is the year of
optimization. We're going to do more in 2024, and do we have the package for you? Newberry Partners and Leap Advisory Partners have come together to provide an amazing support package. So if you don't have a tech strategy, if you don't have regular training, if you are drowning in tickets, help tickets, and if you don't have community to help you make the most of your technology investment, we have a fixed monthly rate package for you. So reach out to Lauren at leapconsultingsolutions.com
or sales@newberrypartners.com.
Any one of these can answer your questions regarding our customer success package. Make the most of your technology investment.
Lauren Jones, this is my raging voice.
This is.
I can't believe you did that. How dare you? How dare you? No one even heard what
it's
you
your
said.
Your vegetables, children. Broccoli Rob is here.
Oh, boy. Now, you shouldn't say that, the kind of stuff, except for in the leadership meeting. Lauren, I appreciate you, but please don't ever call me that again, or I will come up with a horrendous nickname for you. All right. Guys, we are here today. We are gathered today to make Lauren feel bad about calling me Broccoli Rob.
Most importantly, we are putting together a best of.
Yep. So we're going to cover the 10 best episodes of the YUE podcast from the last four-ish years. I think four is pretty conservative. Yeah, we started March of 2020. We're already at March of 2024. So that would be four in my head. My math's pretty bad, but you know. But anyway. Let's go through the top 10 episodes.
Episodes. So if you've just started listening to us, so the podcast has grown in popularity, which we're exceedingly grateful for. But there are episodes that we want you to go back and listen to. So A, you can get to know us, but B, you can listen to some of our most popular episodes where we had some amazing guests and there are some really great takeaways. Because if you recall, this is a learning podcast. We always want you to walk away from the few minutes you spend with us feeling like you are smarter and ready to conquer all that the staffing world has to offer. So without further ado, let's go through these top 10 episodes that you should listen to in this order. Okay, number one is quiet quitting. With all the quiet firing and quiet hiring and quiet quitting, you know, what was it? 2021 was the quiet year. I don't know what was happening.
This episode came from August 30th of 2022. It was released.
Yes. We had a lot of quiet going on in 2022. And everybody was being apparently passive aggressive. The quiet quitting episode, you know, we don't love buzzwords. So we try and break them down and help you understand what quiet quitting is all about. So listen to this episode. Next one after that, shoot, Rob.
It's getting real about staffing automation and AI with my old boss at Herefish, Jason Heilman, who's now the SVP of automation and AI at Bullhorn. That episode was released September 27th, 2022. So we got two 2022ers in the top 10 here. This episode was fantastic. Jason came in and we probably should re-record this now that all the AI hype has happened, but Bullhorn and Jason are doing a lot of webinars on AI together this year. But as of whenever OpenAI was released at the end, was it the beginning of 2023? And then we just had this like massive AI hype cycle for the last, 16 months. But yeah, exceedingly popular. Lauren loves using the word exceedingly and she uses it a lot and it's in one of our commercials. So I hear it every time I record it. So this was an exceedingly popular commercial, and that was a hilarious discourse about the use of the word exceedingly. All right, Lauren, Number three.
I like long words.
Yeah.
Number three, and breaking news for our listeners, you know, Allison, my youngest, has been applying. She applied to 35 law schools, guys.
She exceedingly applied to law schools.
She's excessively applied to law school. But hot off the press, she just got into Rutgers.
Stuck in a rut and I can't get out of it on the banks of the old Raritan.
Oh, guys, see what I've done. Oh, OK. But the next episode, I digress, is the tech revolution. We have on for this one, Rob. Holly Calhoun from Regents. We cover all things tech. And all things that were popular in the moment. What was the time frame on that one? What's the date?
It was an old one. It's 21. What's one of the OG
2021.
Episodes?
Hey, but we were, you know, in 2021, you and I, we talked a lot about digital transformation just in general, because there were many agencies in 2020 that were just starting to digitize. I can't tell you. I mean, that's how I grew my firm. There were many agencies that were still doing applications on paper. So in 2021, you know, the revolution was really happening because it was forced to happen.
Yeah. I remember my last couple months at Able when we signed this contract that had 80,000 W-2s, but it was doing all their apps on paper. It was amazing.
I can't tell you how many light industrial firms were still on paper, and they were in a world of hurt when the pandemic hit. Yeah. All right. Next one, Rob, go.
Leading with empathy from our boy at Atlas MedStaff, the CMO, the co-founder, Mr. Rich Smith. Also a late 2021 episode. He, I don't know if you've ever met Rich. He is just a fantastic human, number one. Super, super emotionally intelligent and just generally understanding of what it takes to create a winning culture. So Atlas at that point was one of the fastest growing companies or staffing companies in the country, like 2 or 3 years in a row, maybe longer. I probably am doing them a disjustice, but it was a really cool episode because when you are going through lots of change, if you don't have emotional intelligence, you are going to be in a world of hurt. So
yes, agreed. And that's, I still stand firm that leading with empathy is one of the difference makers for firms, particularly now. We've got a lot of large organizations that are, you know, forcing back in the office and creating policy and procedure around in-office time. And I think it lacks some empathy. I think it lacks some emotional intelligence in, you know, getting people to get excited about coming back into an in-person environment. It's a good episode to listen to. And Rich was fantastic. The next one. Candidate enablement is the future. Okay, this is the You on the Experience podcast, right? If we are not doing something to enable our candidates and enable a better experience, if we as agency owners are not doing everything that we can to make sure that the job seeking process is a more humane process, then we are doing a disservice to the candidates we engage with. And that's what that episode is about.
I love it. All right. And that was also a late 2021 episode as well. All right. This one's we're kind of in a theme here of all these. Back to marketing and tech basics with Jeff Stats, Jeff Policio, and Kelly Shutrop, the OG Parker person.
This is the OG marketing group.
Yeah
that's awesome. A good one.
This one always has a lot of downloads right away. So just kind of setting, this is our first one. This is the first panel we put together to help people think about marketing and sales enablement to start off the year. And we had some of our faves. So shout out to the Jeffs and Kelly, who we miss.
Yes.
All right.
I miss her. We need to get her. She opened her own firm. We need to get her on the podcast because did you hear that, Kelly? You got to come on and see us, talk to us again, because
Kelly,
we want to hear all about what you're doing.
We will only have you on if you reach out to us from this episode to say you need to be on the pod.
No, we got to call her out.
If anybody listens to this episode, Kelly usually chimes in or looks at him. But if you listen to this episode and you know Kelly, send her this pod and be like, hey.
Oh my gosh. This is like the Cheers episode. Kelly, 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 Kelly. Woody Harrelson singing the Kelly song. I just aged myself. Okay.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Only the Gen Xers will get that one. If you ever watched Cheers.
I watched Cheers, but I watched it enough to not remember it. All right, keep going.
Next one is building a winning sales culture. Who's this one with?
With our friends Jen Hartenbach and Keith Waitman. Jen, formerly of Bullhorn. Keith, still with Bullhorn.
Yes. She's now in Workday. So excited for her.
Yep.
But building a winning sales culture. I mean, this is very relevant today as we come into 2024 and the theme of optimization and building a sales culture is very, very much on brand for 2024. And, you know, it comes with consistency. It comes with accountability. It comes with clear expectations. And it's a fantastic episode. And if you're not following Mr. Waitman on LinkedIn and his visual selling, you are certainly missing out.
Yeah, he loves drawing. All right. Number eight. The most effective way to differentiate your staffing agency with the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Brian Vesey of RefAssured. Nothing else.
I was just on with him.
He's the legend.
Yes. He is the man, the myth, the legend. Multiple time entrepreneur, successful exit leader. We love him. We love RefAssured, what it's doing for the industry. Remember, it is not just a reference tool. I love that team too. It is also a sales tool. The number one resource for referrals for me was references back in the day. So, you know, I carried a bag. I sold in the field. And references were a great way to get sales leads. So,
speaking of references, if you are enjoying this podcast and you haven't shared it with a friend, please do. That is the way that everything in the world grows.
Right. If you're caring, you're sharing.
Yep. So share the pod. Do us a favor. Keep us growing. All right. Number nine.
Modern people leadership.
Oh, I wanted to do that. Oh, was this
okay, you do it.
I wanted to do that one. Modern people leadership. Oh, you're right. I did two in a row here. Modern people leadership with Kelly Morse of Bullhorn. She is the chief people officer of Bullhorn. You can talk about this one. Sorry. I stole your thunder.
Well, I know. Look, modern people leadership, it's a different world. We have different life balance expectations post pandemic. And that's really what we're talking about is that, you know, and Heather McGowan did a keynote at Gig E. I think it was two Gig-E's ago where she said, you know, post pandemic, the job is no longer the center of our universe, that it is belonging. We want to belong. And so modern people leadership is, how are you leading an organization remotely? How are you doing it if you're hybrid? And quite frankly, if you're in person and the people that are in person resent being there, how are you leading through that? And so all the dynamics and complexities of modern leadership.
All right. And then you can get this last guy out.
The future of background checks. And remind me who's that one? I can't see it.
Well, the full title is The Future of Background Checks and the Blockchain with
Eric Lee from KarmaCheck. We love him. Former founder of LinkedIn. He is so, so smart. And this idea of, you know, having the candidate own their career wallet, right? This I am fascinated by blockchain. As it pertains to the job seeking market, because imagine a world where you own all of your data. You have real time background checks. You have real time drug screening. You have real time credentialing, and you own all of that information as the individual. And you can just plug yourself into an employer's opportunity. And instantly we have this idea of, you know, having all of the information we need to hire you. That's the future. And I love talking tech and talking future with Eric, because he's got such a clear vision. So it's a fantastic episode if you want to nerd out on all things futuristic employment.
I love it. And the blockchain is going to do great things for us and Eric. Wow, he's a very, very smart human, like you said. All right, guys, that was a top 10. We got lots of things going on there, but topped off by the episode about quiet quitting. I think that episode was fairly short too, which is funny. But who, what do I know? I just sit here and look at these episodes all day. Well, Lauren, this was fantastic. We appreciate it was like a trip down memory lane. I can't believe we're doing it.
Trip down memory lane. And you know, we have an entirely new audience now. We have longtime listeners, we have new listeners, and so it's important that you go back and listen to some of our favorite content, some of our best episodes. We can't wait for your feedback.
I think one of my favorite episodes is Aaron Grossman, which is episode number like one. I think Gerald's episode counts as zero. But Aaron was a great interview. We should get Aaron on again.
Why would he have Aaron on again? Yeah, he's got his hands in all sorts of cookie jars now. So that'll be an entertaining one.
Been pretty rogue the last 24 months on his acquisitions. I called it Grossman Enterprises. I don't know what it actually is. But I love it. And then who else should we have on in the future? Well, if you want to be on the podcast, we would love to
reach out.
Yeah, reach out.
Reach out.
And if you know Kelly Shutrop, send her this episode. We can have her on again. And now I'm using a different kind of radio voice, Lauren. It's very deep.
Yes. I mean, it's like you're...
I'm not even sure how that happened.
You're Barry White voice.
Hey, let's get a pod. All right, guys. Thank you. Thanks, Al.
Something good. Bye. Thank you for listening to the You Own the Experience podcast.
You can catch all our previous episodes at whywepodcast.com and learn more about our thriving staffing community by signing up for the Why We newsletter.
And coming soon is Staffing Huddle, an online open community dedicated to your staffing success.
I'm Rob.
And I'm Lauren. Go do something good.